My dear brother and sister, I am writing to tell you of the proceedings of the night just past, which have indeed been truly appalling. It has been some trial of our faith. We have been surrounded on all sides by flaming buildings and smoking ruins, and could distinctly hear the infernal cheers of the mob all night. All authority, civil and military, have been suspended, and all power, outwardly speaking, is in the hands of the mob. Not the slightest resistance is shown the mob. The sky has been illuminated all night, and carriages have been leaving in all directions with frightened people. Most of our magistrates are anti-reformers, and, there is no doubt, would have liked a moderate portion of a row, but this is, I think, too much even for Wetherill and his fellows. The mayor is a reformer, and better things were expected of him, but I think him a hollow reformer, as most West India people are. We may be allowed to hope that good will arise out of evil, and the result of this sad affair will be that this and all other local governments will be remodelled on the only true and legitimate principle, that of representation. How this will end, no one can tell. Some lives have been lost, and many wounded. It is exceedingly awful to witness the effects of the unbridled passion of the multitude. Our dear parent is nervous, and I hope she will not suffer much. Do not feel anxious about us. I believe we shall be preserved. My dear Mary Ann desires her dear love to you, and asks me to say she was prevented from sending C's bonnet. All packages of that sort being taken along the street, liable to be suspected as plunder from the houses in the square. Thy affectionate brother, Joseph Fry.